Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Hey, Max. First of all, where are you guys located?
We have two offices, one in New York, the second one is in California.
Okay. And where are you personally located?
I'm right now in New York.
Okay. Thanks for answering, because I know it's late in the day there. I'm calling because we have a book that we own the rights to, and it's from about 25 years ago, mm-hmm. and we just need more copies printed of the book.
Absolutely.
So we want it to look and feel exactly like it looks and feels now.
Okay.
And we've gone down the road with another printer, and it it was way more complicated than it needs to be. Okay. I want to hire someone that I can send our book to, and you can reprint it.
We can
make
do
it
that.
Look exactly like it does now. I need the artwork redone. I don't have a digital copy of the book. That's the problem.
It's not a problem at all. You can mail us the book,
so
right? You can mail us the book?
I can mail you the book, yes. So I want it to be exactly the same. Like the
No, we won't
word,
scan it
the
and
the first word
yeah.
of the first Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen, but that's
no,
not what
happened.
No,
we're not going to scan it. Yeah, we're not going to scan it. We'll have to recreate it. We have done a couple of projects like this before, in which somebody sent
okay,
us
well,
the whole book, and we had to, like, redo it.
Well, that's what someone did for us. They started redoing it. They started typing in the book, and it was a disaster because there's graphics in here that cannot be redone. So what I actually want is for it to be scanned.
Scanning it is not a problem at all. That makes our job a lot easier. If you just want us
okay.
to digitalize the whole thing, then it makes our job easier. We don't have to do anything. We just need to put it into a scanner and just run it through the system and print it again. We have a printing press in California and a couple of other remote offices too to get a different kind of request catered. Tell me, what are we dealing with here? How many copies are you looking at?
We want a total of 500 right now. We're probably going to want more, but we don't need 500 right away. We need about 300 right away.
Can you write down my email?
Yes.
It's max, M-A-X, dot Wilson.
Okay.
At penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay.
Can you give me your best callback number?
Yeah, sure. 415.
Mm-hmm.
453-8500.
Perfect.
And so I just went on your website, and there's like a chat feature, and I was starting to engage with that, but I just wanted to see if someone answered the phone, first of all. So will you be able to give me a quote? Or should
yeah,
I do the chat thing, or what?
I'm
how should I do this?
I'm sitting on a chat thing too, so I'll be the one answering you there. So
okay.
Just one sec. Let me open up our printing portal. Can you tell me how many pages is the book that we're talking about?
Yeah, it's 195 pages. That includes, that includes the index and the opening pages.
But I'm putting in 200 just in case. Yeah, a couple of extra pages. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell me what's the size of the book they're dealing with?
The size of the book. So I don't want to be confusing. You want the size of the page or the size of the hardcover?
Is this a paperback book
six
or a
six by nine book.
6x9.
Hardcover.
Right. Just 6x9 would work. Our portal automatically adjusts according to.
Okay.
Are we talking about internally black and white pages, or are there any color illustrations?
It's all black and white, and the illustrations are crazy graphs that
okay.
cannot be recreated. So,
yeah, and what kind of paper are we dealing with? Cream, white, coated white?
I would say white, not cream, but it's not like pure white. It's sort of like
off-white?
Natural white. Off-white, I would say.
I would go with cream then. That's what our system labeled as off-white. So we're dealing with hardcover. Is there any code that you already have so I can Because
the client.
Yeah,
so we had received a quote for 500 books. The turnaround time was something like 3 to 4 weeks, and the quote was $4,500. So we're 8 weeks into it now, and they are sending back manuscripts that they're hand typing in, and the graphics are crazy, and they've been fired.
Oh.
So I can't proceed with them any longer, and I think they're reinventing the wheel, and I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I want to literally send this book to you.
Is it okay if we can tear apart the book that you send us?
Yes, and I want you to send me back books that I wouldn't even know the difference. The first word on page 1 and the last word on page 195 should be exactly the same. All the print is the same.
See, there are usually two ways to do a project like this. The first was to recreate the whole thing. The second one is to tear apart the whole book and scan individual pages and just make sure it's, you know, down to the last teeth exactly the same. So that's what we're going to do with you. We're not going to run it through like we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're just going to scan the whole thing and just. But the turnaround time can be like 3-4 weeks. Yeah, 4 weeks at maximum. Now, let me just come down to the main thing. So the printing price for any book depends on the kind of paper that you use. So most of the printing presses here in the States, they don't use 195 GSM or 200 GSM. They use cheaper quality paper. So we have a pricing range for the books. If you want a really good quality paper, the individual book itself would cost you somewhere around like $15. But if you are okay with having like an average, like you know how you order a book through Amazon? That paper is usually 80-90 GSM. So that will cost you somewhere around like, let's say $8 to $10. So if you're like getting 500 books printed, it's still going to cost you somewhere around $5,000 with shipping and everything. $4,700 to $4,800 with the bulk discounts coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
Yeah, we were kind of expecting it to be about $10 per book.
Yeah, so it's around that mark. But I'm telling you, see, printing is directly proportional with the kind of paper that you use. So if you're okay with, you know, the paper that Amazon gives you, that paper is 80-90 GSM, the price will come somewhere around $10. For the hard.
So how would I know without sending, how would you know what kind of quality I'm looking for without having the book in your hand?
We wouldn't know. That's why we, you know, just decide pre-hand or we discuss it, because paper quality is the only thing that determines the printing price. Everything else is, you know, exactly the same. It's not going to use more ink. The labor is exactly going to be the same. The energy prices are exactly the same. The one variable is the paper quality that we're dealing with.
Okay, and
if you
and
want
tell me again.
It would cost you somewhere around $13 or $14.
For premium.
Like the best quality paper that we have, which is around 200 or 250 GSM, which is, you know, that is $15 per pop. But what U.S. usually, like most of the states here in the U.S., most of the printing presses, they use, you know, normal 80-90 GSM paper. So the chances are if you call random people off of the internet and most of them are giving you $10 code, they're using 80 or 90 GSM. There's not a huge difference between the both. Sometimes a batch is 80 GSM, sometimes 90. So there's not much difference there. But like if you're really looking out for the quality of like a max, I want best of the best, then it will cost you $15. $14.37. With shipping, it will cost you like $15. But if you're okay with, you know, if you just go to a random library, pick out a book, and open it up, that paper's 90% chances are that's going to be 90 GSM, which is going to cost $10 a pop.
Okay, I'd feel more comfortable if I sent you a book and you told me what quality the pages are.
That's not a problem. Is there,
I mean, the paper feels pretty thick to me. You can buy it on Amazon now in used copies.
If I can buy it through Amazon, that's even better. You don't have to mail me anything. I can just order a copy for myself. Tell me the name
of the
book.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to send you a copy through Amazon.
No, we buy it ourselves. Tell me the name of the. If you're buying it off of Amazon, then, you know, it is 90 GSM. You don't need to send me a copy. Amazon sends you 80-90 GSM. That's why their pricing are, you know, comparatively, their printing pricing are really less.
Well, the book was published a long time ago, like 25 years ago. So I don't know what the quality was then, but the copies that they sell on Amazon now are used. So it's not been published. It's not been reprinted in a long time.
Tell me the name of the book. I'm curious now.
Okay. Are you on Amazon?
Yep, I am.
It's The 24-Hour Business, and the author's name is Richard M. Coleman.
Richard Mark Coleman, they are 864. There are the how many completed those?
Correct.
The hardcover one, yep, I found it. You want, yep. This seems like a scanned version on even on Amazon. Doesn't feel like original files. The text isn't really crisp, but yep. I can order, this is 23 used, three new. They're also new available. They're selling for $15. They're doing what I'm telling you. The copy is costing them $10. They're selling it for $15. Yep, this is possible. When do you want them?
Well, I want them yesterday, but
okay.
I understand it's going to take a few weeks. But
no, we can expedite the whole process. I'll tell you. See, are we?
Yeah, I need an email from you with like the explanation.
Well, yeah,
I need the artwork, obviously. I want to make sure that literally it's an exact replica.
It is going to be an exact replica. Where printing press is in Fremont, and you know there are only two ways, and if you already tried one, there's only one more left. So I'll send you an email. Let's do one thing. Give me your email. Yeah.
Give me an email. Is R.
R.
Oh, well, I'll just send you an email right now.
That's even better.
Okay. So what – can you give me a quote today?
Yeah, I'm telling you a quote. It's going to cost you $10 a book.
Oh, okay. And that includes shipping?
That includes shipping, yes.
Okay.
If
we're
you,
in California, so will it ship from California?
It will. It might ship from California. It might ship from somewhere else in the States. But you will be getting, you know, books at your doorstep. It only even if we're doing, you know, shipping overseas, like we're shipping from UK from US, it takes us 5 days to get there. So it takes 2 weeks at maximum for us to print. It really depends on what kind of load we have at the printing press. We can may take or entertain certain special requests depending on the time of the year. It is actually the most busy time for us because, you know, next quarter is all about selling books and going crazy with it. But it's going to cost you $10. The email would be just talking about the exact dimensions of the book, the kind of paper. And do you want matte or glossy? What kind of paper type are we looking at, cover type are we looking at?
The cover is, it's both. There is a glossy element to it.
That's right.
And it feels a little glossy to me.
What was your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, see, I'll be honest with you. When you rush any printing press, I can promise you, I can make all kinds of crazy promises to get this order, but I will advise, if you can give me 4 weeks, I can promise you, you will not be disappointed with the quality and you'll give me more orders. If you can just patiently wait for
I know, it sounds great, but I have been burned, so, and I'm 8 weeks into it, so I'm not, like, I love what you're saying, but I need something in writing, and then...
No, I'll send you an email with an entire money-back guarantee that you can, you know, get your money back if we, you know, F up in any way. Obviously, this is... I'll make sure it's professional, and from what I'm hearing, you wouldn't want to be burned again. So I just want to create a relationship, because if you're giving me an order of 500 bucks, I'll be more profitable if you give me another order of 500 bucks. So
right.
I'll send you an email and everything and hold the guarantees, but if you can't rush us, that would be better. Rushing, because you'll rush me, I'll rush the printing press. Somebody will fuck up. I don't want that.
Well, here's my challenge, though, to you, is that we are 8 weeks into something that should have taken 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get this to me, I'm 12 weeks late. So I would need it. I mean, ideally, if I call someone and they tell me they can do it and have it in 3 weeks, I'm going to go with the 3 weeks. So can you do better than 4 weeks?
I can do 2 weeks. In best case scenario, it's going to take us 1 week to print it and another week. But I'll still, you know, give us that extra time so that, you know, I have the breathing margin. Best case scenario, I have our personal deadline for 2 weeks. But I would still want you to just, you know, 3 weeks. Let's give it 3 weeks for just to be on the safe side, because it takes 4 days for shipping, maximum of bulk load, and only 2 to 3 days, you know, four or five days for printing. So it is possible to do it even in a week. So It is possible. It's not unrealistic. You're in California, so we can't. It's not a problem for us to ship it to you. So ship time is not going to take more than a day or two. So if, let's say if we start printing tomorrow, it's going to cost us. It's going to take. Rebecca, we can do this. Don't worry about
Let
it.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Since the time is stressful, does it take? If I only needed 100 copies.
No, that won't help.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Hardly will it take
I'm not worried about the cost at this point. I'm more worried about the time.
If you.
So I can swallow the $10 a book, but I need like 100 as soon as possible. But if you're telling me that it doesn't matter if you run 100 or 500, it's the same ship date, then...
more is beneficial for the cost and takes the same amount of time. But if we can do something, let's say if, you know, for any reason, if we can print 100 before, let's say if we are running it on two different printers, what I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now. What I'm thinking is that I run it to two different printing presses. So let's say if one is busy, I get a, you know, second one is available, I just print it through that and just ship you the first 100 or 200 books. It might then cost you a bit more when it comes to shipping, maybe $200-$300 more, but nothing more than that. But we wouldn't know until it's done. So I can't really tell you the pricing right now. Right now, let's say if it's 500 books and we're doing $10 a book, why let's keep the quote at $5,000. But if I have to ship early and I have to ship that those 100 books separately, I'll just give you a call and tell you, you know, the 100 books are ready. I can ship them to you if you're okay to pay X amount of shipping dollars. And if you're okay with that, you'll have them. See, I've shipped 1,000 books in 7 days. That's my personal best. So,
what would be holding it up?
See, right now.
I mean, are you on Amazon right now and ordering the book?
Yeah, I'm on Amazon right now. It's just a click away.
I mean, do you want me to order the book?
No. It's $10. I don't mind. I'm Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I'll get it in a day. So let's say even if I get it in 2 days, I can get this done. So if I give you a commitment.
Did you get my email?
Let me check. Inbox. Yep, Rebecca. Coleman Consulting Group. That's you. Please provide a code and what exactly is included in that code. Perfect. I will go ahead and reply back to this email. Rebecca, I'll give you a guarantee that we'll do it in 15 days. How about that? I'll do everything that's in my power to get this done in 15 days, printed and shipped to you in 15 days. Is there any possible way for us to get this file from anywhere else? I will send this to you in the writing. I'll find the code, send it to you. Is there any other way we can get this book other than Amazon? Just, you know. Is anyone else selling this book?
No.
Is an ISBN number I see. Rebecca, give me 10 minutes. You will have an email from my end committing you a number of books, a contract that says and proves all the guarantee and a payment link. If you guys agree, just go ahead with it. And today's 27th. I'm not counting the next 3 days because it might take me. I'll send you the whole thing on 15th, which is Sunday. You'll have it. On Monday, 16th, you can start distributing, 16th of October.
Okay, that sounds all good. I want to make sure when you send me your quote, that it's like a contract where you're saying money back guarantee, but like, what does that really mean?
It means that you can give a call to our finance department and tell them that I want my money back and you get it. I will go ahead and, send you a contract so that you can review it, and then I'll send you, the contract would have all the details of the dimensions along with the payment link. If you agree, just sign the contract, send it back, and pay through the link.
Okay, and then I want to make sure that you're actually ordering the book because I think it's important for you to see what I'm talking about as far as the graphics and the quality.
Really, give me one sec.
I mean, I would feel much more comfortable if I saw a picture of you, if you emailed me back a picture of you holding my book.
I'll place the order and send you a screenshot once the order is confirmed.
Okay.
How about that? This is the same book we're talking about that was published in 1995?
Yeah.
Rebecca, I might have a good news for you. Yep, I found it. Rebecca, I have the book.
What do you mean you have the book?
That is for me to know and you to find out. I can start printing as soon as tomorrow.
because
if I send you a digital copy of the book right now, will you sign up? Lisa told me you don't have a digital copy of the book. I'm telling you I have the digital copy of the book. See, we're in this printing industry and we're in the publishing industry for 10 years, Rebecca. There are probably a lot of things that we know that you don't know. But I have the ISBN of the book and I'm downloading the digital file of the book. I can send it to the printing as soon as tomorrow.
I'd want to see it first.
Sure, no problem. I'll order the book from Amazon just in case because I've asked you for it. I will have the book by the end of the week only then. But I will not place the order on Amazon until we are confirming that, you know, this is actually going through. I'll send you a code with the pricing and the deadline of what we can do. The book will be exactly how it appears to be on Amazon, the ones that you get from. Obviously, they'll be fresh because they'll be freshly printed. Mm-hmm. But
what else? About the cover and everything?
I have the cover in front of me. Do you want me to? What do you want me to? Let me just send to you in the email that I'm replying back to.
Okay.
It's in front of me. Trust me. How do I show it to you? Let me just take a picture from my phone and attach it in the email. Yep, it's opening. Let me send you what I have.
Okay.
You don't have any kind of EPUB file or any file at all of this book.
We have a scanned version.
I just downloaded an EPUB file from one of the websites.
Okay.
I'm converting it into PDF as we speak. And now all I have to do is send this PDF to my printing press so that they can start printing. Oh, and if you want to test me, I'm opening up the book right now as it converts. And open up your book, the one that you have, and you can ask me, you know, open up page this, paragraph this, and I'll tell you what's written over there.
Oh, my God. It's on page 29.
It's converting into PDF. Just give me one sec.
So I'm a little concerned that I just called you. You don't know anything about me, but I was just able to get a book reprinted, but you didn't ask for, like, any rights.
Any
like,
what?
That I have to print. Any kind of, like, legal documentation that I have the rights to the book?
No, we obviously would.
Couldn't anyone just call and have a book reprinted?
You, honestly, as long as, you know, we're a printing press, as long as we obviously, when the order will go through, we will ask you a couple of things. Like, not before it goes through, like when you're finalizing the whole thing, but it says, Richard Mark Coleman, you seem legit. You're calling me from a Coleman Consultancy Group Limited, which is the last name of the same book that you're asking me to reprint. Sounds legit to me. But, yeah, Richard Mark Coleman and Coleman Consultancy sounds like the same thing. That's why I'm not immediately jumping to conclusions or asking you any questions. But before taking your money, we would, like, ask you, you know, why do you want us to print the book or do you have the legal right? And as long, and the contract that we send you, it mentions that anything that we're doing for you, we're a service for hire, and if anything legally happens to you, we're not part of it. That is mentioned in our contract.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, go ahead and send me that email.
Mm-hmm.
And let me have some conversations here. I've got three other people calling out to vet offers. So,
you take orders. Do you take offers from all of them? If you have just 1 minute, stay on the line.
No, there's two people. I'm saying that there's other people that are trying to get quotes to have the book printed and how quickly we can get it done.
If you can just stay 1 minute with me, I'm downloading the book. Once we have the book in front of us, it's just downloading as we speak in PDF. Yep. Bingo. Open up the book. Ask me anything you want to. Let me tell you everything. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Ask me anything.
I trust you. I'm not going to.
No, go ahead. No, trust me. I like it. I don't want you to answer the calls. I want you to know that we're serious about this and we were able to download a book. Let's come here. On page 4, there is a diagram which are 3 pie charts with best cost schedule TM written in front of them, business needs on the left, employee desires on the right, health and safety on the bottom. It says figure 1.2. Let's open up any other page, and I can do the same. I have the book in front of me. I can start printing as soon as tomorrow. Everything will be exactly the same to the last dot, because this is actually the original file that was created when the book was created. Even if it was 25 years ago, somebody converted it into EPUB. Now, tell me one thing. Are page numbers on the top of the book or at the bottom of the book?
They are at the top.
See? In red color? The file that I have is in red color. They're in red color. So probably the one doesn't that.
No, they're black. There's no color in the book.
Absolutely, but the file, the one who originally created the file chose it to be in red color. Page 20, it says overlord, workload high, understaffed, number of employees overstaffed, midnight, figure 2.1, definitely the daily workload. That's what it says in front of me.
Okay.
No one is sick or on a vacation. The regular crew along with the relief workers show up.
So why don't I have access to that?
Because I know a couple of back ends to any book in the world, and I can download it without paying anybody. Well, it's a little illegal, so I wouldn't tell you exactly how I did it. But between you and me, these are the situations when I use them. And even not a lot of people even in my company know it. So my brother used to study for a PhD. He couldn't really afford a lot of books that were, you know, first PhD, so we did a lot of research back then. And we found a website which has a back end channel to any book in the world. You can, if as long as I have the ISBN, I can download the book for free in an instant. Now, do you trust me?
Well, I still want a picture of you holding the book, because I'm not sure about the page quality. I mean, the page quality of this book that I'm holding now needs to be the same as the one you're going to send to me.
Hey, Rebecca, see, me ordering a book would take 3 more days from Amazon. And those 3 days...
No, it wouldn't. I can send it to you tomorrow because I have Prime.
It's up to you. It's not going to come directly to us. The way our offices are designed, I'll probably send you an office location in Illinois. They'll ship it to us, and then it's going to take us at least 2 weeks before we get the book, if you ship it to us. Even if we're ordering the book through Amazon, it's going to take us probably 2-3 days before it gets there. Now, it's your choice. Either this book gets...
But you're downloading the PDF, correct, of the content, but you have no idea about the cover and the artwork and the color and everything.
Artwork is in front of me. Everything is in front of me.
Well, I want you to send that to me because I don't believe you.
I have the book in front of me. I can read anything you want, and you can send me the picture of everything. I can't send you the PDF because I downloaded it, and now the ball is in your court. Either I download, and if you have 2 weeks, I'll download. I'm not saying I'm not going to order the book from Amazon. I'm going to order it. I'll order it.
But I just don't. I mean, I get the content, the guts of the book, but I'm not going to pay you until I see an actual copy of the book that you've recreated to make sure that it's the quality that I'm expecting before you go to print of 5,000 copies, or 500 copies.
500 copies. The first
page
also, this is basically an EPUB file. So this was an ebook that we converted. So I have internal pages of the book. So we will send the internal pages
so
of the book to printing. Tell me, Jessica, wait for a minute. Let me explain you how I'm going to act. So you have a decision to work with me or not. That's totally a decision. Just let me tell you what we're planning to do. So the main part of time, it will take us into printing. It's going to, you know, the internal pages are going to take more time in printing than the book cover itself. So we're going to send the internal pages to print by tomorrow. And, you know, these are the main pages that come. By that time, the main book, or, you know, even if we order a book through Amazon, that's going to come in. And then all we have to do is just scan the book cover and then get it printed. Once, if you actually do place the order, the moment you place an order, I will order a book through Amazon and I will send you a screenshot. The moment we receive the book, all then we have to do is print the cover and then attach the book covers to the cover and off we go. Because the EPUB file that I have obviously has the book cover. I can send you a screenshot right now and reply it back to your email. I'm taking a screenshot of the whole file so that you can see what I'm looking at. This is what I have. I'm replying back to you. Just sent you a screenshot of my screen that shows. Don't know what I'm looking at.
I haven't gotten an email from you yet.
Sent. You should have what I'm looking at in the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
Do you get my email?
Yeah.
Perfect. This is what I'm looking at. I'll send, if you honestly are serious about this, I'll send the internal pages for printing as soon as tomorrow. And then and the moment you pay us, I'll order like a couple of books for ourselves, which will help us because I have the front cover of the book. I honestly do not have the back cover of the book. I can even send this thing. I can, you know, just high grade the front cover. I have an amazing tech team. They can just take a screenshot of this book cover. We even have the front book cover. The only thing that we do
well,
not
I need, yeah, I mean, we have the front, the spine, the back, the inside flaps all have date on them. That's why I want you to have a book.
And that's going to help us. And yeah, absolutely. And the remaining pages, we'll order a book through Amazon. It's going to come in 2 days. And honestly, that's all about it. We'll be able to pull this off. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Like, our commitment to you is 2 weeks, and that's the fastest way to do it. So you have talked to a few other people before. Like, they weren't able to do what I did in 10 minutes about talking to you. I'm curious about what
I
do.
No, but I also... Right, but I also got really varying quotes. So one of the quotes was $2,000, one was $4,200, and then
if you want us to lower down the quality of the book, like if you tell me what the problem is, mate. If you tell me that, you know, you really want the book to be, you know, printed cheap, it comes down to paper quality. I'm telling you all of my trade secrets here, Rebecca. Everything comes down to paper quality. If you want me to print you a book in $6, I can do that, but I will compromise the paper quality. You probably wouldn't notice. If the paper quality isn't a big deal, you tell me, say the word, I'll get it printed in a cheaper quality paper. You told me that this is, you know, a book that's important for you, so the minimum is usually 85, 95 GSM, but there is a 55, 65 GSM paper. I can get that done. I can lower down the pricing, but... You know, this is what you get from Amazon when you order a book from that. That's the reference that I gave you. So,
right.
Is money
that's
a problem?
The Amazon is the 80 to 90 quality, right?
Yep, 80 to 90 GSM.
Yeah, and that's the quote you gave me, so I'm comfortable with that. Okay, I will not commit today. I'm going to commit tomorrow to, but I need to go over the other options that we have in front of us.
No problem, Rebecca.
But it sounds good. I understand.
I'll send you a quote with a contract
and
a payment link. If you will click that link and pay through and email us back that we're in, it's going to go to printing day after tomorrow. If you're getting a confirmation today, it goes printing tomorrow. If we're getting confirmation tomorrow, then it's Friday, so it's probably not going to – it is going to go on Friday, but the printing press will start working on it on Monday, which is October 2nd. And you should expect the books somewhere between 16th, 17th of October. If we actually do go through with this today, we get 3 days. We get 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and that means there's a possibility of you receiving them around 12th and 13th of October.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Max, for your time and the information. I appreciate it.
No problem. You'll be getting an email from me. Along with the contract and the payment voice, we'll talk again soon. I'm pretty hopeful
that
we'll be talking again.
Yes, I am too. Thank you.
Perfect. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.